Hi, my name is Jim Cheshire, and I'm a senior escalation engineer on the Windows Azure Websites team at Microsoft. This is the second video in a four-part video series on diagnostics in Windows Azure Websites. In this video, we're going to talk about remote debugging with Visual Studio. Let's get started. Let's go into the problems area of this rose-colored glasses site. And now I'm going to click a link that's going to generate an error message. So I'm going to click this try it link right here. Okay, that's not helpful. But fortunately, I have detailed error messages enabled for this site. So I should have a detailed error message that coincides with this error. I've already logged into my site with FileZilla, so I'll switch over to that. And I'm going to just refresh. Let me scoot this stuff up just a little bit so we can see better. I'm going to refresh this folder. Let's just have a look at this last one that occurred here at 324. I'm just going to view edit that one. And in my browser, I see that this is not very helpful either. Really, all this is telling me is that a server error occurred in the managed pipeline handler, in this case, the MVC handler. And it gives me some really general ideas about troubleshooting it. Now, I might want to do some of these things, and there's a chance that it could help me figure out what's wrong. But unfortunately, detailed error messages don't help me in this situation because this problem was handled inside of the MVC handler for ASP.NET. Now, in a case like this, I could disable custom error pages for my site and just let the real error page show up in the browser. But if I do that, someone browsing my site might see the error, and I don't really want that. So in a case like this, it would be pretty cool if I could just debug the site in Visual Studio and find out what's going on. And in fact, I can do just that using the remote debugging feature in Windows Azure Websites. So I'll close this error page and flip over here to the Windows Azure portal. And I'm going to go into the configuration page for my website. And I'll scroll down to the site diagnostics section. And here I see the option to enable remote debugging. I'm going to turn that on. And I am using Visual Studio 2013, so I'll leave that as is. I'm going to save that change. And now my site is enabled for remote debugging. Now, one note here, after 48 hours, remote debugging gets turned off automatically. So if you're planning on debugging over a few days, make sure you turn it back on after 48 hours. So that change has saved. My site is now enabled for remote debugging. I'm going to switch over to Visual Studio. Now I've got the Azure SDK installed on this machine, so I'm going to open up Server Explorer, and I'm going to pin this just so you can see it. I'm going to drill down to the Websites node here, and here I can see my website. If I right-click on this, you'll see that I have an option to attach a debugger. So I'm going to go ahead and click on that, and Visual Studio will attach to the worker process that's running on the Azure VM, and then it launches my website inside of this browser window. Now we're ready to debug. All I have to do is just reproduce the error message. So I'm going to go back into the problems view, and I'm going to click on try it again. And as you can see, Visual Studio broke into the process when the exception occurred. And here I can see that I have an argument out of range exception happening. So if I dismiss this, I can actually go ahead and debug this just like I would be able to if I were debugging on my local machine. I can see all my locals. I can hover over an element and see what it is. Anything that I could do if I were debugging locally, I can do as I'm debugging in Windows Azure Websites. So I can very easily find out what my problem is. I would like to point out that if you're going to remote debug your application in Windows Azure Websites, make sure that when you deploy that application in Visual Studio, you deploy your debug configuration. That way you'll ensure that everything works out well for you. If you'd like more information on how you can troubleshoot your applications in Windows Azure websites using Visual Studio, visit this link on the Windows Azure website. I hope you enjoyed this video on remote debugging. Thanks for watching.